proclamation number 6375 dated the October 12th, 1955. Mental activity. What is a thought? This question can never be answered scientifically as long as the researchers do not penetrate spiritual knowledge themselves, as long as they merely try to solve it intellectually, for the origin of thought is the spiritual realm. Thoughts are emanations from the spiritual realm which encircle you humans like waves in order to be either accepted or rejected depending on your will. They are emanations which affect and activate your thinking organs if you are willing, i.e., if you deliberately make contact with the beings which emanate these thoughts to you. This is an exchange and a process by forces, but it is brought about by two sides. Nevertheless, it is left up to the human being's will as to which side he establishes contact with. You ought to know that you were created such that all organs have to carry out a specific activity, and particular organs exist for every function which work according to a person's will, partly still subject to natural law because they have a life-preserving function. Furthermore, you should know that you are granted a certain amount of freedom for the duration of your earthly life, which shows itself in the fact that the function of specific organs depends on your will, because it shall test and prove itself during earthly life. And this also requires your intellectual activity, which you can develop yourselves by using the thinking ability that was given to you for that purpose. But this ability to think does not consist of the fact that you generate the thoughts yourselves, but you must, by virtue of your thinking ability, allow something that flows to you, something spiritual, which constantly surrounds you like waves, to take effect in you. You must accept the thoughts flowing to you and process them with your intellect. However, it is up to you as to whether you pick these thoughts up or which thoughts you pick up, yet the will and the choice are crucial for your higher psychological development. Thoughts are spiritual emanations of strength which originate in an inconceivable abundance of light from God Himself. They are first received by beings of light which, in turn, seek to impart happiness with their gift, and this means that they constantly pass it on to all entities, to all who are capable of thinking. However, the Prince of Darkness, as he is now, had once also been a recipient of light and strength. He, too, transmits emanations from himself to the created beings. And thus the human being, as a cogitative entity, is able to receive thought currents from both sides. The emanations of good and evil forces always express themselves as thought waves. The human being will always accept those thoughts which correspond to his will. Thoughts will never exert a forcible influence but merely come to the fore or be rejected according to a person's will and nature. The human being, however, can never be the originator of his thoughts himself. He does not have the ability to produce these thoughts himself, even though he is frequently convinced of the fact that everything he gained through his intellectual activity is his own spiritual product. He merely avails himself of the thought currents surrounding him, and, by virtue of his thinking ability bestowed upon him by the Creator, is also able to use them to an exceptionally high degree. And time and again enlightened thoughts will emerge in a person who is more inclined towards dark thought currents. Yet thoughts, regardless from which direction, will never take root in the thinking organs against a person's will. And that is his own function, to choose which thought he wants to attend to. Thinking ability has to be understood as being able to deal with the currents which touch a person as thoughts, to understand their meaning, to put them into logical order, thus to make use of all thoughts flowing to him. but this first requires the will. For the human being is not forced to become receptive to the thought waves flowing to him. Thus he can reject the thoughts if he is mentally somewhat sluggish. Just as, on the other hand, he can pick up the thoughts coming from below, which are bad and worthless in substance. His will always determines the direction of thoughts as well as their origin. Thought currents from the world of light have, if the human being's will is prepared to accept them, an effect of strength at the same time, which sharpens and refines the person's thinking ability. Thus, a person occupying himself with spiritual questions accepts these questions from beings in the realm of light too. The thought waves trigger a desire in his soul to receive an explanation. This desire is picked up by the thinking organs, and only from this moment on does the person's intellect become aware of it. Then contact has been established with the being which sent him the emanation, which carries out its task on God's instruction or on the instruction of his adversary, to spread light or darkness. Every thought is the expression of a being which is either of service to God or to his adversary, yet never the human being's product, for even in a state of perfection one day in the spiritual kingdom the being will only ever emanate that which it receives from the source, from God himself, as strength of love, which incorporates supreme wisdom. From the diversity of people's thinking it is clear that innumerably different degrees of knowledge distinguish the spiritual beings, but that they all have access to the human being, because he can protect himself through his will from error or imperfect spiritual knowledge, and because God also grants his adversary the same right to influence a person, on account of the decision of will, which is the purpose and goal of earthly life as a human being. A person's thinking ability can also weigh up various thoughts against each other. The person can reach a conclusion, and only on account of this conclusion can his will change its initial direction, and as soon as he is of good will his intellect will defend itself against untrue mental knowledge. For the light being's effort, which live in absolute truth, will never cease to send the right thoughts to people and their care, and they conscientiously comply with their mission to spread light and truth and to dispel the darkness. And a heart which opens itself, a person who desires the truth, may receive a wealth of thoughts to which he will respond. The emanations from the kingdom of light will also kindle a bright light in himself. The person will believe to have reached the conclusions through his own thinking, which, however, is only insofar correct as that he has made use of his thinking ability in order to take possession of the spiritual information which previously flowed to him, but which will now remain with him, which he will also be able to emanate again if he is allowed to carry out a blissful activity in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.